morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture comes from Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not give the very equality with God something to be used in human likeness. And being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
To God. Let us pray. Lord, we are coming to your presence and we are thankful that we can call you our Lord, our God, and you are a beautiful God. And in this moment, we open ourselves, we open our hearts, our minds to receive your word, to be transformed by you, and to bring hope to our lives and others. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We are right now precisely in this one of the most important weeks as Christians, and this is the Holy Week. And to get here, we have been preparing our hearts through all these different worship services. From the fact that we know that God has a generous heart and we need to remember that. We also talk about what it is, the meaning of imitating, that we can come around the community and say to people, do you want to follow a Christian? Do you know how a Christian behaves? And we can say, imitate me. That brings us some sort of accountability, right? I mean, can we say that? And if so, let's spend that in the name of Jesus. And we can do it where Jesus empowers us. We also restores us. We also talk about coming together as a way of reconciliation and how important that is and how powerful that is in our Christian walk. And last week, we talked about how the Lord helped us to make something new. And those are beautiful things that we keep in mind precisely because in this week is when we start exploring. So how do we walk this Christian life? And especially, how do we walk this week that is so important for all of us as Christians? I mean, if we prepare the stage, as you can see, we're getting ready for Easter, how do we prepare our heart during this time? And I think probably the way we can remember is in something that is very common in our daily life, at least in my life. I'm going to show you something that is one of the best creations on earth, and that is the cruise control. How many of you use the cruise control? Okay, for me, this has saved our marriage. In many cases, because this is what happened. I don't know if it happens to you too. Maybe for you, Rusty and Rebecca, tell me if it happens. Because what happened is, as you know, my husband is this very awesome, wonderful, intelligent nerd. And he has these ideas, right? And he's thinking these ideas. His tendency is to slow down. Things out. So he's like, you know, I'm like Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And I mean, he goes driving at 40 and we should be driving at 70 in this place. Can you just speed a little bit? So, you know, that's very common in my marriage. But then I'm the opposite. You know, I'm driving and I'm like, what if God is calling Northern Hills to do something different and amazing? And you know, I think God is going to put us in a place that is great. And Abel is, Lupina, you are driving 80 in 40, and you're an immigrant. So that doesn't even help you. So let's work this a little bit different. Does it happen to you? Not the immigrant part, but like the driving, you know, one goes farther than the other. So let's praise God for whoever created the cruise control, because then it's like, okay, we're going to think the cruise control, and we're going to be okay and legal on this situation. So that is the statement that I think we need to carry during this week. We need to move to cruise control. But let me tell you who is our cruise control. The scripture that we read, that specific beginning, is what it's going to guide our lives. It says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as who? Christ Jesus. That's our cruise control. To remember that what we live and what we experience, the way we can maintain that right place is when we're saying, am I allowing the Spirit of God to tell me how Jesus will be dealing with this situation? Am I going through Holy Week? Am I able to receive others the meaning of this Holy Week? We talked before a lot about what will Jesus do. Do you remember that season, the W, Well, you did whatever it is. And but it kind of we use it too much to a point that it lost its point. But it's kind of that principle of saying, how is it that Jesus will react in this? But not just as a statement that is going to be in the back of my mind, but also remembering that the Spirit of God is empowering me to be there. But this is key also because if you see at the beginning, it's in your relationship with one another. It means that the way I have my mind connected with Christ is the way that is going to bring unity with one another. And right now, I think if there is a season in this world where we are thirsty for unity, it's today, isn't it? It is just more and more evident. So how can we reach that? Put your cruise control in Jesus. Put your cruise control in Jesus. Now, that is also one of the most wonderful experiences that we have as Christians. And the fact that we have Jesus capable to be walking with us in our daily life and guiding us is because of one strong statement and principle that we know as Christians. And that is this, the incarnation of Jesus. Did I pronounce incarnation? Does it make sense? Okay, the incarnation of Jesus. Many times when we think about this statement, we think about incarnation, they show me what was the moment of the nativity. But I believe strongly that incarnation is important today and during the Holy Week. That's the purpose. It's to believe that Jesus became flesh and then he became one of us. I think that this the best definition of this incarnation, I found it with one great person. And I'm going to show you how these two different things are the meaning of incarnation. The first part of incarnation is this. God's willing choice to take on our lot and our life in Jesus so that God might identify with us wholly and completely. There is nothing. Can you say that word? Nothing. There is nothing that is that we experience. No fear, no joy, no sorrow, no pain. No disappointment, no hope, no betrayal, no dream, no failure that God has not also experienced. That is one of the most powerful things of incarnation. What it means is fear. Whatever you deal in your life, joy, sadness, fear, wider. The God who has been always there, the God who has all power, capable to come and tell you, I got it. I understand. I remember one of my counseling professors saying, don't ever say to a person you understand them because you don't. We have similar experience. You can say, I kind of have an idea. I kind of understand a little bit, but not. I cannot tell you 100% how in the case, because your story is different than mine. But in the case of you and I are, and sometimes what you are living, that's all what you need. You just need to know that there is someone there who gets where you are, that you say, you know, I'm not crazy on this. I am glad to know that the only one capable to do something different is Jesus, and he gets where I am. While other people could be judging me or complaining because they don't have the full story, Jesus does. I think if I can tell you one of the best experiences at Northern Hills, and as a pastor of this amazing church, it is the fact that I have learned I never have the whole story of anyone. Therefore, I have no right to judge anyone because I don't have it. Jesus has it. And I need to depend on him to say, God, how do we help this person? Because you have the full story, I don't. And I can judge this person or try to treat this person in a specific way because I don't have their full story. You do. But then there is a second part of this. Yes, the Lord has empathy with us, but then the second part is this one. So that. Every time that you read in the Bible, so that, it's really cool because there is a good change coming. But in this statement it says, so that we might know God's profound love to be always for us. So yes, there is a desire and a point in Jesus to say, I get it. But then it is through his love that we are empowered to be able to say, this is going to be now in God's hands and this can change. That is part of that incarnation. And that's precisely the story of the scripture that we read today. It's one of my favorite scriptures Because what is showing us is precisely the meaning of this. What we see on the incarnation is we see how Jesus had two different forms at the same time. The original form, what's that one? God's form, the form of God. Is Jesus God? Was he God while he was on earth? Is he God right now? Yes, we believe that. That's a very strong, absolutely non-negotiable for Christians, that we believe that Jesus is God, correct? That's non-negotiable for us. There are other things that we can change. You can sing with a guitar. You can sing with the rose over there. No problem. That's negotiable. But that Jesus is God is non-negotiable. We believe that. But then we also believe that while that was his original form, he also chose another form. And what's that form? Human. He chose to be human. And the school being tells us why. Why did he do that? Philippians 2 said God something to be used to his own advantage. Now, before I keep going, there is a very important statement in this. What is the letter that we're reading in the scripture? Philippians. That's very important to remember. Philippians were more, city, Philippi, was very similar to San Antonio. They had a lot of people who were connected with the kind of the army of that time or the military of that time. So it was for them very important statements that they would say of their leaders. And it was very common that people would say, Caesar is God. And then they will describe all the wonderful qualities of their leaders. So here we find Paul using a similar kind of speech, but look how he does it. He's saying, Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to use in his own advantage. And now he's describing his qualities. And many people will talk about others like, oh, he's great. He has this great army and this. Look what he says. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of what? Of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So the wonderful characteristic and he having the Lord Jesus Christ, all of us, fact that he became soft for all of us. Perhaps the best picture to show that humble heart is what happens today with the Palm Sunday. We find that many times when we're reading the scripture and you read other commentaries, they tell you that the same day that the Palm Sunday was happening, another parade was going on in town. And they were receiving one of these big leaders. And usually these big leaders will come with all their army surrounding them, showing that power in this wonderful master, kind of very master-looking horse. And they are just showing all this power. And here we find Jesus riding what? Has any of you ever ride a donkey? Do you look masterful or do you look like, no. I remember the donkeys because in Mexico, you have a car every week that picks up your trash, a truck. But then there are, during the week, other ones who come in a little donkey and they are carrying this back, kind of a carriage, how you say, and they will come and just pick up also some of the kids were not looking like, look at me, I'm masterful. No, they were very, very unique. In some cases, very stubborn. Because when the donkey will say, I'm not walking, there is no human power, guys, to make that thing walk. And it doesn't look that riding them, you don't look like, okay, you know, big lore. You look like tuk 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 when you're doing that. I mean, it's nothing masterful. Sorry for the sound effect. You know, there is nothing masterful on that. We're like looking great. But we find Jesus here. And I think riding one of these donkeys. From what and just in this unique by this, and I think it was a way of saying, from what is important, there is something more important. And that's what we find also in John 10:18, that it says, no one takes my life from me, but I laid it down on my own accord. What we find is that what he wanted to point is, the reason why this is important, it is that I'm giving my life for you. Because I want to. I want to give you a life where you feel that you are understood. Isn't one of the biggest gifts that you and I receive? You have a God who understands you. We celebrate when people can do that. Like there is one teacher in a school who wants to be very intentional in showing to every child that he has that he cares for them, that he connects with them, and he greets them, each child, in a specific way to show that to them. Have you seen that? Let me show you that video. Guys, it's the goal of Nate and me that for 2021, we're going to do that with each of you. Every time you come in, we'll go whatever you want. And for two reasons. One, because we want you to know we love you. Second, because it's the best exercise ever. And if I do that on a regular basis, I don't need to worry about the weight. So, but if you see how beautiful that was, he memorized each of them. I mean, I know what to do with each of them. While it looks even silly, it's very meaningful. I assure you that every child, when they sat in their pew, in their chair, they realized that teacher, I have a value for them. I value a class for him. I know he's investing in me. And I'm sure that the way they're for us, Jesus is really connecting in our story. And he's walking and saying, I am walking with you. But then he does something even more special. It's not that God just connects with us and understands us and shows empathy in us. It's he takes action about that. And that's the second part of the scripture that we read. Because it says, therefore, God what? Exalted him to the highest place and gave him in him that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every name that Jesus bow in heaven and on earth, glory under the earth, and every you see knowledge that Jesus Christ is the fact that the glory of God, there's also the fact that he was exalted, he was able to be resurrected, and now he's sitting and the next and the right hand of the Lord as an intercessor for you and for me. What we learn is that yes, while he's here among us, he's listening to our stories. And we give to him what's part of our stories. Our pain, our sadness, our joys, our moments of confusion, our moments of clarity, our addictions, those sins that we have done, those things that have shaped our life, the good and the bad. We give that to our mighty God. But what we find is not just that empathy, but then what we find is that this Lord, what we celebrate on this week is that he comes to the cross with all of that bag and brings that to the cross. And then his last words are what? It is finished. So anything that is trying to come and tell you how you are, anything that is trying to shape you and hurt you, it is finished at the cross. Just think about that. That any Lord, anything that is causing you pain has an end. How will you live knowing that statement that is true? You will be free. Singing for Jesus and nobody will stop you, even if you cannot sing well. Hello, Lupina. Right? Because you know that you are free. And that's the life that God is giving to all of us. Knowing that, guys, whatever you need to present to God, whatever you are in your story today, and you bring that to that mighty God who is exalted, you bring that to him. He takes that in his hands and gives you eternal life. I don't think we have been loved in such a deep way except by the Lord Jesus Christ. He frees us up. He puts our mindset in freedom. Then you can love. then you can share with others hope. I like what Watchman Nee says here. Because the Lord Jesus died on the cross, I have received forgiveness of sins. Because the Lord Jesus rose from death, I have received new life. Because the Lord Jesus has been exalted to the right hand of the Father, I have. Amen. That is what we celebrate today. The fact of saying, God, you are exalted and I have the Holy Spirit among me. So how do we walk this time, this new season of Holy Week? How do we prepare ourselves? I think what we need to do is come back to what we said at the beginning. In your relationship with one another, have the same what? Mindset as Christ Jesus. So how do we get ready? Let's just have the mind of Jesus. Let's just be sure that we empty ourselves from things, sin, but not knowing that he has carried the cross and we hear him telling us, no, but now living that life empowered by in the cross that you know you're living a life, that pain life through ended in the cross. Let's have our mind connected with God so that we can also share with others this love and we can live a life of abundance. I invite you to stand up, and while we're singing this song, bring your mind and your heart to God and tell him, I want to be connected.